This is Ted Kennedy. Republican senators took their eye off the ball on human rights in China. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, President Bush won a victory on China in the Senate the other day, but it was a defeat for democracy and human rights. After the massacre in Tiananmen Square, Congress passed a bill to protect Chinese students in the United States from being forced to return to China when their visas expire. The Chinese dictators didn't like that. To appease them, President Bush vetoed the bill, claiming he'd protect the students by executive order. The House of Representatives rejected that alternative as a sham and overrode the veto 395-20. But 37 Republican senators collapsed under White House pressure, so the president's shocking veto was sustained by the Senate. House Republicans deserve credit for supporting the courageous Chinese students. President Bush was wrong to kowtow to the Chinese dictators, Al, and you and the Republican senators were wrong to kowtow to the president.
You still don't get it, do you, Ted? Not a single Chinese student will be returned to China against their will and until it's safe. In a weak, honest moment, you'd say, too, that this was really a partisan battle over who sets foreign policy. President Bush lived there for a year and a half and has more knowledge about China than any person in Congress. He knows that the roots of fragile democracy were planted after the Chinese students were exposed to the West in cultural and exchange programs. Bush's policy toward China is working. In the past 7 months, 7,000 Chinese students have received visas to study in these United States. And when the time is right for them, these students will return to China to continue the thrust toward democracy. You smelled a fine opportunity to deal the president a political defeat. You failed miserably, and that's what really has you steamed up, ain't it, Ted? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on cutting the Social Security tax. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.